When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Anna wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, got a quick question for you, too. My boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years, started living together 6 months ago.
Okay.
He's amazing. I know I want to spend the rest of my life with him. While shopping, I found the absolute perfect ring for him, and I've thought about proposing to him.
Okay.
I brought this up to my best friends, thinking they'd be super excited, and instead, they told me not to. They said I would be taking away his moment. He's not the type of guy to care about the woman proposing, but now it's got me rethinking things. Do I just continue to wait around for him to propose, or do I plan something nice and go along with my plans of proposing to him?
I mean, the first thing that I would do is, if I were Anna, I would say, hey, if you don't hurry up and propose, I'm just going to do it.
I think that's exactly what she says. Case closed. Next.
You know, make sure that her makeup is running a little bit and and she has kind of crazy.
She looks a little psycho. Sure, yeah.
A little crazy hair. And
that's great.
Like, listen, Daryl, if you don't just get off the pot and propose to me, I just might have to take that and do it myself.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think.
Wow. Christy said follow your gut. And times have changed, so go ahead and propose if that's what you really want.
I will say from a guy, okay, from me, if my wife would have proposed, I would have felt like it was taken away kind of my moment, especially after I went through the awkwardness of asking her parents and all that stuff and things like that. And then if she were to be like, hey, here's your ring, let's get married. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I mean, I was going to get around to it.
In hindsight, given the way you chose to propose, do we think maybe it might have been a blessing had she taken that into her own hands?
Listen. Asking my wife on April Fool's Day if she would...
With the breakup collage.
Saying that we were going to be breaking up and then saying April Fool's and proposing to her is our story. And that... I have long since apologized to her for and saying, hey, I'm sorry I did it this way. But, but you know, that was our story. So I still would have, I think, felt like she was taking away that magical moment.
That magical moment of where she that did that. Did you see the look on her face? Like, I can only imagine the look on her face when you give her a breakup collage saying, thanks for the memories. And then she thinks, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a face of WTF, what is happening here,
you know?
And
sure. I'm just curious as to how she would have done it. I'm just curious.
I mean, she would have done it way more thought out, way more, it would have been way more elaborate, way more thought out, and way more time spent thinking about it, as opposed to, I have the ring in my pocket. I have the ring in my pocket. We're leaving a bar in downtown. And I'm thinking, you know what? Now's better time than ever.
Now's the moment. I got this little breakup collage I made.
It turned into a bit for a moment for me. And I was like, hey, you know what? It's April Fool's. I could do this.
I'm lightheaded.
Now, I think the biggest thing for me is, does she know that's what he's thinking too?
Okay, yes. Well, that's a question that we don't really have an answer to. Have they discussed moving on to the next step, like getting married? I would assume since they have now moved in together, it took them a while to do that. But so I'm assuming they've had this talk of that's where they're headed.
Right.
Because she feels confident enough to do that.
Sure.
This doesn't feel like she's testing the waters.
Right.
By wanting to propose.
Right. It sounds like she knows what he wants, she knows what she wants, so she's like, hey, let's just rip the Band-Aid off and get this thing in motion. I'd love to hear from if there's a guy listening who was proposed to.
And it was awesome and you loved it and it's fine.
Yeah. Maybe share your story and how you felt and was it a, you know, stealing of your moment sort of thing? Or was it a, hey, all right, you know, that was kind of cool. And
now Chrissy says maybe her friends know something she doesn't.
Hmm. But what is that supposed to mean?
That maybe he would say no.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, hey.
But they just moved in together 6 months ago.
502-795-1997. That's our number. 795-1997. Give us a call. And would love to hear those stories, maybe your advice. Coming up next, group therapy. So Anna's all like, hey, my boyfriend of 5 years is the one. And I found a great ring when I was shopping. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go ahead and propose to him.
Her friends say, no, you might steal his moment. And then I was thinking, somebody suggested maybe her friends know something she doesn't. I immediately thought that he's going to say no. Chrissy's like, well, maybe he already has a plan to propose and she'll throw a wrench in that if she tries to do it first. Abby Haas and Pepper, though, was like, listen, Lisa or Monica and Chandler's proposal was magical when Monica proposed him on Friends. Remember?
I don't remember that.
That was magical.
Okay.
Look it up on YouTube's.
So I want to know, are there any guys who were proposed to? Now, Brad, hey, good morning, first of all, Brad.
Good morning.
Hey there. So you caught wind that there was going to be a proposal coming from your wife, right?
Yeah, my wife had told one of my best friends and her mutual friend that she was thinking about proposing, and then I happened to tell her of my plans. Now, she didn't give it away. She just said, no, don't do it that day. So then I thought it was going to be the day my wife invited me out for a date. And so I planned mine for that day. So she gave me a no, very heartfelt. It was amazing. And then she proposed to me. So I told her no. And then I got down on one knee and proposed to her. She said a bad word. And then she said yes, and everything was great.
I love it.
That's a great
story. You're both like
story.
Stealing each other's thunder, but it's for the best reason.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So now if... you know what? That is a great way to play that, where if you found out, instead of like jumping and doing it first, you just do it on the exact same day at the same moment. I think that's great.
Oh, it was. It was so much fun. We both enjoy it. It's a great story we get to tell our friends.
That's awesome. Okay, I love that. All right. So maybe she can go ahead and propose, and that'll prompt him to be like, you know, no, I was going to say that anyway, and yes, but I want to ask you too.
We need the girlfriends to kind of run that up to her boyfriend. So anyway,
yes.
Brad, hey, thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. All right. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
Oh,
thanks,
you too.
Man.
I love that story. That's great.
Yeah, that is good. So yeah, we need to have her friends then kind of say, all right, well, almost give him a heads up. Is that what we're thinking?
Well, maybe, yeah. Chrissy says, by the way, Ben, for the love, watch Friends. Got another text. A woman once proposed to me. She proposed I should leave and never come back. Well, that's not the same thing.
No, it's not. Okay, so if you're hell-bent on proposing to him, then I think maybe you let the girlfriends give him a heads up and just say, hey, we know something, so maybe
so
then
we're hoping you'll say yes.
Yeah,
and maybe
so,
he'll get the point.
Right,
from that.
Right. So maybe it will prepare him a little bit more, or let him know that, all right, maybe we can do something fun and do something like Brad and his wife, and maybe I'll just propose to her the exact same time she proposes to me, and we'll do it that way. I don't know.
Maybe Anna's friends takes him over to Genesis Diamonds to say, hey, what do you think? Anything in here you think you might want to buy for somebody that you know, that we know? Anybody?
Now, Eric says, no, Ben, that's not what you should do. Okay. So, hey, look, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm just giving some suggestions here. Okay, so...
So are we telling her to go ahead, but maybe like have her friends give him a heads up? Is that what we're saying?
No.
Is that where we're landing?
I mean, this is me saying, sure, let's do that, knowing full well that if it were me, I would feel like it was my moment stolen.
Okay. All right. Eric is calling you a sexist. However, I feel like there's a lot of men, though, that still feel that traditional thing where, you know, that's my moment, that's my thing, and I want to make sure it's amazing, because that's typically the guy's role.
Mm.
But if they're in a situation where she thinks that he doesn't care about that, then take the bull by the horns.
Okay.
Pull a Monica and Chandler.
Okay, well, hey, you've got plenty of options and plenty of opinions up on the Facebook page if you want to take a look at that, at Ben and Kelly Show. Anna, good luck. Congratulations. Let us know what all happens, all right?
Yeah, no matter how you get there, hopefully you're getting married. Yay!
That is group therapy.